We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO. Not only on the radio at 100.9 FM and 1490 AM, but along the World Wide Web and streaming audio. All games this year will be streamed live on WCDOsports.com. And want to give a shout-out. Thank you, Bob. I want to give a shout-out to somebody from Seattle, Washington, who listened into the girls' game last night, an old Sydney athletic star that just will remain anonymous right now, but did want to say that he checked in and thought it was a pretty neat thing. So we think so, too, and that's why we're doing it. So tonight's game is anticipated to be a barn burner in Bainbridge. It's the BG Bobcats coming in 5-0, ranked number 14 in Class C of New York State boys. They're going to take on the team we just saw two nights ago, the Unitigo Spartans, who don't have a star player, but they've got a lot of firepower, and they play everybody, and these guys play intense. This should be, at least on paper, a tremendous matchup. Never know. One team could be super hot and the other team super not, but that's why you play the game. But looking forward to it nonetheless all day long today, and our last game before the Christmas holiday. Our pregame show on WCDO is actually called the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show, and it's sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney, with all of your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Jim Knight and the Unitigo Spartans, Coach Greg Warren and the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, along with the players and fans of both teams, the best in tonight's game. JVs, by the way, win it in a kind of exciting game because it was up and down quite a bit. Both teams had their streaks. Unitigo led all the way in the second half. 52-42 was the final. And the best thing about the BG, what they used to call Bob Kittens, is that they never gave up, and they played right to the final whistle, which is always good to see on the short end, still trying and still playing as a team. So good job, both JV, BG, and Unitigo. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports and our rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without the written consent of Section 4 Athletics is strictly prohibited. So I've got some stats for Unitigo. I've got some stats for Bainbridge Guilford. We'll talk all about it in just a moment. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right? Ooh,
no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and I see that one of our streaming audio listeners is checking in from Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm guessing the temperature might be a little bit higher than it is here. Boy, did we get some rain overnight. I left Sydney last night. It was snowing. The temperature rose, and it became rain all night long. And then about 9:30, 10 o'clock, it went back to snow. So we just could have a white Christmas, but it doesn't look too dangerous out there. So hello, Jacksonville, Florida. Glad to have you logging in with us. We'll see if anybody else streams or catches the streaming audio and logs in. All you got to do is say where you're listening from. Not too hard. Even I can do that. Well, Bainbridge Guilford is the host team. We'll start with them. They come in with a 5-0 record. They have been playing a competition that is a lot of Class D, so it might be that that 14 state ranking in Class D is a little elevated, or maybe not. Tonight would be a good night to find that out. They beat Hunter Tannersville, who was a pretty decent D team, 61-46 in the Delhi tournament, then beat the host Bulldogs 55-47. Followed that up with a win over Lawrence, again, a pretty decent D team locally in the Tri-Valley. 54-45 was the final there. Then a week and a day ago, they defeated Afton right here on this court, 65-40. It was back and forth in the first half, and then it was an 18-7 third quarter that Afton fell by the wayside, and after five lead changes in the first half. So VG had strong presence in the second half, especially with the career high of Lucas Butcher, one of the junior starter. Let's check that. I've got it right in front of me. Yeah, he's a junior starter, and he had 21 points, his career high, and he was helped by Corbin Palmer's 15, Brooks Harmon's 12, including 2 3-pointers, and Austin Bowerly with 9. That's the way that BG has gone this year. They have three good scores in Brooks Harmon, Corbin Palmer, Austin Bowerly. Lucas Butcher's become a scorer as of late. Really don't get a lot of other support points-wise, and they do pretty much have a strong five, and then it tails off after that, but they're looking at guys like Michael Carlin and Nick Granowski, who can come in and play where needed, and Tyler Johnson as well. So I think tonight we'll see the test of stamina with Bainbridge Guilford. Why? Because Utatigo is just as balanced as far as scoring, but they bring everybody, and they have four guys averaging in double figures. But before we get to Utatigo, let's finish the numbers. Bowerly averaging about 10 points and 11 rebounds a game, 2 assists. Brooks Harmon about 12.5 points a game, 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Corbin Palmer, 15.4 per game, about 4 rebounds, but he's also a playmaker, 7 assists, and he's shooting over 80% from the free throw line, and he gets there a lot, as witnessed by the one game he had 14 points, all from the foul line, 14 for 15 from the stripe. Granowski has 6 rebounds a game and averaging about 7 points. Tyler Johnson, 3 rebounds a game, and Michael Carlin with 2 rebounds and 1 steal per ball game. And so Bainbridge Guilford, again, will probably think this is their biggest test, and they would be right in the first 6 games of the season. Over to the Unitigo Spartans, as I said, coached by Jim Knight. We heard the story on Wednesday night, of course, that he was supposed to retire, wanted to retire, going to step away, had a great group of guys that he won the Mid-Mac Championship with last year, and decided that was enough, and thank you very much, and stepped away, and they could not find a replacement, and the team members all rallied and said, Mr. Knight, will you please come and coach our team? And he said, all right, I'll do it. And I think he's very happy he made that decision, because he's got a team that's got super balance. They have a lot of quick hands defending the ball. They've got good rebound. It's a nice inside-outside. And what I came away with in the Oxford win was the fact that they will pass the ball before they'll shoot the ball. I mean, there is not a selfish bone in the body of any of those Unitingo players this year, and I was extremely impressed. You got a guy like Dan Shelton and Travis Wood from last year, co-MVP and a first team. I mean, they could score 25, 30 a game if you let them, and it wouldn't be considered selfish. These guys this year just distribute the ball, and I think the games are evidence of that. They had four guys in double figures in the 73-48 win against Oxford on Wednesday night. They had four more in double figures in the Walton win before that. Even in the loss to Oneonta, they had two guys in double figures. They've really discovered that one of their youngest players is emerging, Tanner Winchester. He got the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award on Wednesday night, one of five guys in double figures. He had 16, and he's blended in with the upperclassmen very, very well. So Unitingo, let's see, some other numbers. I was given stats by Coach Knight, which I did not have the other night. So, case in point, here we go. Kellen Komando had a tremendous game the other night as well, 12.6 points a game. Tanner Winchester at 13 a game. Tyler Butler, the returning starter, at 10.2 per game. Phil Young's at 8.4. And Quinn Barthart, Mr. Blue Collar inside guy, he's got 12.6 points per ball game. Their rebounders, as I would expect anyway, having seen them enough, Quinn Barthart with 7.6 per game. Eric Hartshorn's been a pleasant surprise for the coach this year. He's got 5 rebounds a game, and Tyler Butler at 6.6, a guy that came in as a sophomore being more of a guard. He's become more of a forward this year and an inside presence. Their assist guy is Kellen Komando at 4 per game, but Phil Young's, as expected, also up there in that stat at 3.6, and Tanner Winchester at 3.7. So they got a lot of playmakers on this ball club. Shooting from the line this year, 64%, 47 for 73. I've often said the goal of any team should be 70% or better. That's as close as any high school team that I've covered this year has coming into this game. Three-point shooting leaves a lot to be desired. They've got 16 in their first five games of the season. So they're not really going to light it up too much from the outside. But you never know. In a gym like this, could find it to their liking. And they've got three or four guys that can certainly bust it out from that area. As far as blocks go, not really a presence. Nobody with more than one block per game, but that's okay. They play that good, in-your-face, man-to-man defense, the old-school kind of defense, which I really prefer, to the zone. And Bainbridge-Guilford will mix it up, too. They'll play some zone. They'll play some man-to-man. And I guarantee at least one of the two teams here is going to put on a pretty good press. I think both teams. It just might be up and down on the longest court in the league. This is a college-sized court, and I think I'm going to see tonight and hopefully call the action on this pressure defenses that both teams are able to employ because they have the guys to do it. I think the nod goes to Unitingo as far as that goes for stamina because they simply have much more gas in the tank from the guys off the bench. They've got Coach Knight can get four or five guys off the bench to not miss a beat. Greg Warren of Bainbridge-Guilford, not quite that blessed, but he does have several guys. He'll call on two or three of them anyway that'll give some good minutes. And so we are in for a good time tonight. Four and a half away from our break, from our start. I'm not sure if they're doing a Whitney Houston anthem or what. We'll take one break now and possibly another break in a little bit. Maybe I'll say what other games are going on in the league tonight. Stick around. It's Unitingo, Bainbridge-Guilford at the home of the Bobcats, live boys Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Well, actually, not many teams locally taking part in action tonight. Those that are include the Harpersville girls, who are hosting Green tonight, and the Sydney boys are hosting Walton tonight. Some teams played so much in the early season, they're taking off until January, such as the Afton Crimson Knight boys. The, of course, Unitico girls are headed south for a trip to Disney World to play in the Wide World of Sports Arena. Sydney girls will be playing in the Green Holiday Showcase right after Christmas. And Harpersville boy, let's see, there's a Harpersville tournament as well, and then there's a Bainbridge-Gopher-Kozalski tournament, the area's longest running tournament, boys or girls, that there is. So Unitego, undefeated in the MAC, two other losses. Bainbridge-Gopher, 5-0, 2-0 in the MAC, coming in tonight, ranked number 14. This will be a good pre-holiday classic, we'll call it. At least that's the anticipation. We're going to take a break, and I hear Izzy Lorimer is cranking up the voice, and he'll have the national anthem. Then we'll come back, and Izzy will give us our starting lineup, so stick around. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. with internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Unitego in their away. Green has dark numbers, so it might be a little hard for this guy to see, but number 10 is Kellen Comenda. Number 14 is Tanner Winchester, 6-foot sophomore. Number 20 is Tyler Butler, 6-foot senior. Phil Young, 22, 5'8 senior. And then Quinn Barnhart, the 6'3 senior. Butler and Youngs were not in the starting lineup Wednesday night. They were replaced in that order by Corbin Henry and I believe it was Eric Hartshore, or no, Nick Beck, who performed very well. But Butler and Youngs are back in the starting lineup tonight. They have a dark green uniform and a dark, dark, dark green Unitego in numbers. And again, that could be a little hard to see. Here come the Bobcats. And it's a pretty good crowd. So number four is Lucas Butcher. Mike Carlin, a junior, number 11. They don't have heights. Apparently the scale, the height scale is broken. There's Corbin Palmer, number 13, the senior. Austin Bowerly, senior, third year starter. Everybody's got their idiosyncrasies and their whatever you want to call them, their habits, their superstitions, however you want to call it. But it's part of high school sports these days, and it's been for a while. So Brooks Harmon, Austin Bowerly, Corbin Palmer, Michael Carlin, and Lucas Butcher on the BG side, and they're home white with, thankfully, blue numbers. The JVs had white numbers on white uniforms, and I'm grateful we're not watching that. But Unitego has dark green on dark green. So back in the 70s, there was a public high school in New York outlawed that. They made it be opposite colors of the uniform. So if you had a white uniform, your other school color was the numbers. I think that's so the referees could see them. How about the radio announcers? Well, here we go. We're settling in for what should be a good night of basketball. Glad you're with us on this Friday, the pre-holiday game for the 2012-13 season. And BG controls the tap. They'll go right to work against a man-to-man defense that we're going to see a lot of out of Unitego. And there's Corbin Palmer doing what Corbin Palmer does so well, driving to the basket, this time on the left baseline. Successful on that play, and quickly, 2-0. And Bainbridge Guilford will open up in a 2-3 zone. That's been a popular zone of various schools since Syracuse made that a staple in their defense. And a ball knocked away by Unitego. Tyler Butler mishandled it, and it's going to be a turnover in favor of the Bobcats. Palmer comes up, guarded by Phil Youngs. That will be a good matchup through the night. Bowerly at the top of the key, way out beyond the top of the key. Hounded all the way there by Barnhart. And a dribbling mistake by Butcher on the right, way on the far side, on the right side of their offensive set. Out of bounds. He shook his head. He knew it was he and he alone that was responsible for that. So the 2-3 zone. Let's see what Unitigo does. They've got a 1-3-1. That's one of the common ways to combat that. They post inside for Butler, and Bowerly from behind knocks the ball away. They're going to call a foul on Austin Bowerly. Now, one thing, and I'm saying this on the first foul of the game, one thing Bainbridge Guilford cannot do is get in foul trouble. If Unitigo gets in foul trouble, there are solutions off the bench. Not so much for Bainbridge Guilford. There's Phil Youngs taking the inbound and shooting a three. He was wide open, missed it. The follow-up just off the mark. Inside, it will be Butler. Tyler Butler with a third shot. And we are tied at two. Looks like a push will be called on Phil Youngs. Now we've got our first tie, so we got to make sure we have that recorded. Last night we had no ties or lead changes, so it was an empty scorebook. Butcher gets the double team, passes to Harmon. Now it's in the hands of Corbin Palmer. 6:37 to go, first quarter, 2-2 tie. Coming around on the post is Harmon. Right back to Butcher. Quickly to Palmer. And I think what's going on here is we have set the tone, or the referees are setting the tone, for a tightly called ball game. Probably so it doesn't get out of hand early, because both teams are very physical, very aggressive, very tenacious on D. Inbounds pass comes from Bowerly to Butcher. Way out at the Bobcat in the circle to Palmer. Now high post to Bowerly. Oh, Harmon was cut in the lane and then stopped. Bowerly passed it, thinking it was going to go down the left-hand lane, and he stopped. Luckily for them, Unitigo touched it last. The ball went out of bounds. 6:20 to go. Bowerly inside. Stripped and stolen back by Butcher. Inside, Bowerly gets hammered on the shot inside. Good job by Luke Butcher to pass it right away. That's going to be the second one on Butler. So right away, Sydney transfer to Unitigo, John Wingate, will be ready to come in after these two shots. First one is up and good for Austin Bowerly. Butler takes an early seat less than 2 minutes into the game, and Butler has picked up his second foul. Second shot by Bowerly is good. So a 4-2 lead for the host of Bobcats. They settle into their 2-3 zone. Phil Youngs, Komenda back to Youngs, fakes it to the corner to Komenda, right to Youngs, now into the corner for Barnhart, snap passes, Wingate trying to enter pass for Winchester. He somehow wound up with the ball but missed the shot. Long pass up ahead to Butcher, smart play by Kellen Komenda. Last week when we did the game with Afton, that would have been an easy layup for Lucas Butcher, and they tried it tonight. They turned and fired. This was scouted very well by Unitigo, and Komenda was back playing defensive safety and made the steal. Palmer, by the way, got a foul on that last exchange. Now a shot put up and missed by Komenda. It's out of bounds. It'll be BG's ball. Both Bainbridge Guilford and Unitigo with strong guard play. Neither team very tall. Lost their tallest players last year. Travis Woods, Dan Schultz for Unitigo, and of course Ryan Porter, who is now playing at Potsdam for BG. Nice move by Palmer, but he couldn't finish. And talk about a streaking layup. Here's a chance for Youngs, but the ball came up too quickly. He lost control of it. Trailing the play is Tanner Winchester, and Winchester makes the play. Nice hustle on his part. We're tied again at 4. 5:12 to go, first quarter. Down underneath for Harmon. Off the glass, blocked partially by Barnhart. Now on the rebound, there's a foul on the floor. This foul will go on senior John Wingate. Four team fouls already for Unitigo, less than 3 minutes into the game. Pass goes way up top for Harmon. Well defended by the Spartans. Nothing easy inside. Here comes Palmer against Youngs. Stops at the foul line, gives it to Harmon. Shot partially blocked by Winchester. Great timing on the part of the sophomore. Tied at four, Spartans have not led. They have a chance to take the lead here. Pass is just caught by Wingate. Lofts a pass to the left, now into the corner. Shot missed. And the ball comes down on the other side, and there's bodies flying. That was Winchester that missed the corner jumper. Guys are on the floor, and I think everybody's making sure they're okay. Coaches are making sure everyone's okay. And the dust settles. BG inbounds. Bowerly way up top for Harmon. Around a screen comes Bowerly on the left side, trying to go down low for Palmer, way up off the glass. Missed it. Barnhart rebounds. Quick outlet to Youngs. Youngs through the double team. Scoop to the hoop and a blocking call. Bill Youngs making it happen. Will come to the line to shoot two. That foul will be on Butcher. His first, team's third. So Phil Youngs, first time at the line tonight. This one rattles around and goes through. Youngs had a better scoring year last year. This year is more of a, much more of a playmaker. Makes both shots. We have our first lead change and our first timeout. 4:22 to go in the first quarter. 6-4, Unitigo leads BG. You're listening to exciting live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck. Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
If you're just tuning in and thinking this was going to start around 7:30, well, now all the games in the MAC are starting earlier these days because of an agreement that they're starting JVs at 5:30, so we're on varsity a lot earlier. BG takes command until a steal by Quinn Barnhart, high up off the glass, 4-2. Quickly down court to Barnhart, or to Butcher, rather. Barnhart just made a nice play off the inbounds. Inside for number 11, Michael Carlin, got the shot blocked from behind by Wingate. Barnhart's first basket, by the way, and the largest lead for Unitigo, 4 points at 8-4. Barnhart struggles to get a pass out to Youngs. Now he's backing in on Bowerly. Here's a three-point shot. Up and good for John Wingate. Wingate holds his ground. Offensive foul. But Wingate with a good series on offense and on defense. Harmon commits the offensive foul. And a timeout asked for by Coach Greg Warren. And we've got excitement at Bainbridge Guilford, as the score is 11-4 in favor of Unitigo. 3:33 to go, first quarter. Another short timeout. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Unitigo came out of that timeout very quickly and got to Tanner Winchester for a score. So the Spartans are red hot right now, and there's a shot put up underneath by Michael Carlin. We missed about 20 seconds of action there. 13-4 is the score. Winchester's got 4 points and now has his first foul as Michael Carlin, a junior, goes to the line. One thing Unitigo's doing in this flurry of points is on defense, they're playing the guards real heavy and letting the down, the forwards loose down below. They've gotten the ball. BG's gotten the ball down low enough, quickly enough, but they just can't convert in there. Carlin does make the second shot, so that is an 11-point run that's come to an end. Unitigo up 13-5. Underneath. Talk about underneath. Shot put up. Oh, is it a miss? By Komenda. Now Komenda helps get a steal. He goes up ahead to Barnhart. The easy lay-in. Quinn Barnhart off the pass from Kellen Komenda. And suddenly it's a 10-point lead for the Spartans. Driving in on the right side. Harmon will score, and he's fouled. So a little lax on the defense. And Quinn Barnhart will get called for that foul. That's 16 fouls on the Spartans, 4 on BG so far. So Harmon's first basket with a chance to get a third point from the foul line, and he does. Boy, did BG need that. 15-8 now. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Youngs working the left side. Komenda right back out to Youngs. It's Wingate on the right wing, down on the right baseline. The fake by Komenda. He pulls back, shoots, and missed it. Barnhart goes for the save, successful to Winchester. Winchester trying to go through a double team. It's stolen away by Luke Butcher. Butcher to Harmon, to the left side for Palmer. Palmer looking to drive, goes baseline, and is not fouled. It's called a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Unitigo. Two defenders for the Spartans. Teaming up for that one. 2 minutes and counting in the first quarter. 15-8, Unitigo. Wingate has it on the right wing. Still that 2-3 zone defense. Winchester, a little bopper in the lane, about 6 feet worth. Got it to go. He's got 6 points. 17-8. By the way, in the game right now, number 12, Nick Gronowski. Here comes Palmer driving in, and he's fouled before the shot can come up, and they call it 22. That's Phil Youngs. That would be his second. So now Coach Knight is utilizing some of his subs, namely Nick Beck, the 6'3 senior, replacing Quinn Barnhart, who's had an excellent first quarter. 4 points, a couple of rebounds, and a block. First shot by the Southpaw is up. And good. Palmer, one of the more reliable free throw shooters in all of Section 4, shooting over 80%. I keep citing the one game where he had only 14 points, but all from the line, 14 for 15. Sets, shoots, scores it. So 17-10, good free throw shooting, keeping BG in this. Komenda, jump pass to Wingate for three, and it's up over the backboard. No stoppage of play, though. Ballmer picks it up and goes in stride, and coming in from behind, well, Wingate knocks it away, and the official didn't see contact. The trail official did not put the whistle on, and Coach Greg Warren disagreed with both of them. Harmon, he's guarded very, very closely right now by Tanner Winchester. Harmon, their best three-point shooter. Oh, he turns around and gets it stolen right away by Komenda. Komenda moves to the right side with his layup. And that's Kellen's first point. Here comes Bowerly for three. Missed it from the left side. Scramble for the ball in the corner. Trying to save it. Unitigo saves it. Winchester almost turns the ball over. 44 seconds to go in this quarter, 19-10. Unitigo trailed early, but went on an 11-point run. Still a 2-3 zone. There's a pickoff by Bowerly, and retaliation by Wingate will be called for the foul. Wingate's second foul. So Wingate, Butler, and Youngs, all vital guards for this team with three fouls. I keep calling Butler a guard. He's playing more of a forward this year. So 31.7 seconds to go, and already with eight team fouls, BG goes to the line. This will be Austin Bowerly in a 1-1. It's up, and it's good. BG with two field goals They're 7-for-8 from the free throw line in the early going. Here's the ninth shot as a team, and it's made, 8-for-9. 4 points for Austin Barley, all from the free throw line. Barnhart will come out at the end of the first quarter here. Number 42 is in the game, Shane Bucci. It's Wingate on the right side. To Barnhart was back in there. The fall away, missed it. It was partially blocked. Rebound Gronowski up to Palmer. So 19-12, a chance for BG to at least close the gap a little bit. Harmon to Palmer. Pass. Butcher's got it on the right side. Goes into Bowerly. Nice play. 4.5 seconds to go. 1.5. Wingate, let's fire. Almost. No, I'm sorry, that's Komenda. I'm telling you, when the numbers are that dark, they all look the same up here. 19-14, what a first quarter we've had. Unitigo's got the lead by 5. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Boys Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, what a good first quarter we had, especially in the Unitigo side with the differences, an 11-0 run. Favorites go for it, 8-for-9 from the foul line, keeping him in this game in the early going. BG or Unitigo, 6 players scoring, but they are already in a little bit of foul concern with 3 players having 2 fouls. There's a drive in there by Austin or by Brooks Harmon. There's a lot of contact. The shot was missed. Barley tried to reach over and get it, and he lost control of it. Just underway for second quarter. Unitigo utilizing more of their bench right now. Komenda, Wingate, Barnhart, Bucci. And I believe that's Nick Beck underneath there. There's Barnhart driving in. He's very good at that, drawing the foul. Foul will be on Austin Bowerly, and that is his second. He's the first BG player to have more than one. Fifth team foul on the Bobcats, Barnhart at the line. Makes the first one. Well, one thing we're seeing tonight is good free throw shooting. The Spartans are 3-for-3, and the Bobcats are 8-for-9. That's something you also want to see in a high school basketball game of this magnitude. Short on the shot, but a 6-point lead nonetheless for Unitigo. Palmer, oh, he sees the gap, goes in off the left side, got it. There was a mix-up in defensive assignments. Palmer with 6 points, and now BG's within 4 at 20-16. BG almost a steal against Komenda. Oh, Barnhart with a behind-the-back steal. Well, the ball flew over the BG bench. Bobcats taking a chance with their 2-3 zone. The two guards came to double-team Komenda and almost had that steal. They'll get the turnover anyway and have a chance to cut the lead from 4 down to either 1 or 2. Palmer and Butcher, again the man-to-man defense from the foul line. Harmon sinks the bucket. Brooks Harmon with 5 points, and it's 20-18. Game of streaks, I guess so. Komenda, high post to Beck. Down low to Barnhart. Driving in is Beck. Gets a shot blocked, and the shot goes off the rim, actually. Wingate recovers for the Spartans. Barnhart can't hit the baseline drive. Hit the bottom of the rim with a shot. 6.5 to go, second quarter, and the Bobcats now can tie it. Palmer finds Harmon on the left wing. He has not attempted a three-pointer tonight. That's his specialty. And Palmer looked for Bowerly down low, and that pass flew over his head. Bill Youngs comes into the ball game now. So Youngs playing the point. Wingate, Komenda, Youngs, everybody's touching it, and Beck took a drive on the baseline, but he ran first and dribbled second. That'll turn it back over to the Bobcats, looking again to tie or take the lead, first time since it was 4-4. Palmer loses his dribble, goes off to Luke Butcher, who's being guarded closely by Youngs. Gronowski, oh, dangerous pass, Palmer able to get it, still dribble, and they'll call over and back as there was a scrum on the floor for the loose ball, and they'll say it was possession of Palmer's all the way, thus the backcourt call. All right, subs are back in. Looks like Komenda Barnhart is back in there. Winchester's the guy that just came back. Boy, these uniforms are hard to read from way up here. Wingate, quick pass to Winchester. Left baseline, that's one of his favorite spots. Tanner Winchester leads the Unitego scoring with 8. Brooks Harmon through a double team. Drives in and is fouled, and it counts. Wow, Brooks Harmon not used to driving. I'm not used to seeing him drive to the hoop, let's put it that way. And that's John Wingate's third foul. Jim Knight gets up and asks for time. It's 22-20 in favor of Unitego. Brooks Harmon will have a free throw coming up after this timeout with 5:25 left. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School first half basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, 5:25 to go, first half. And the action is intense here at Bainbridge Guilford. It's exactly what I was hoping for. A very well-contested game. Both teams know each other very well. It's the old, as Joe Gardner was promoting, the backyard rivalry, and we've got it here. So here comes Brooks Harmon trying to convert on a three-point play for the second time tonight, and he does. 8 points for Harmon, 22-21. Clock starts up again in the first half. Bill Youngs walks the ball up the court. BG lets him come up to the top of the circle. A jump pass to the right, or to the left for Barnhart. The jump stop goes up and in. Barnhart makes it look easy. He's got 7 points. Palmer to Harmon around the screen. Oh, there's a tap ball by Komenda. Thought he had the steal. So Bowerly to inbound. Comes out to Butcher. Butcher wraparound pass way out there for Palmer. Palmer directing the traffic. Oh, he gives up his dribble way out in the circle. I mean the Bobcat circle at half court. Here comes Palmer. Stop. No, he gives it off to Bowerly. Connected from about 8 feet away. Austin Bowerly with 8 points. It's 24-23. Back and forth we go. This time it's Komenda bringing the ball up court. A drive by Winchester. Oh, nice fake. Had Gronowski off his feet. They retain possession. Barnhart could not hang on to the ball, but they pass inside and play to number 10. Kellen Komenda has got 4 points. Nice work by Unitego. Here's a drive in and a layup by Butcher that misses. He took a chance going through the middle of the defense. 26-23, Youngs quickly up court. Nice pass from Youngs now into the corner that's missed by Komenda, going for the save. And it's Barnhart on the turnaround. He scores and he's fouled. That play made possible by the sophomore, Tanner Winchester. Komenda had shot from deep in the left corner, missed it long. Winchester went and got it, didn't assume it was going out. He flung it back toward his own basket. Quinn Barnhart got the ball, put it up, in, and was fouled. Chance for his 10th point, misses this one. In the corner, Winchester out hustles Bowerly to get the ball, lays it up, missed it. This time Palmer comes in and gets the basketball, and he's not waiting for anything. He comes all the way up to the elbow, back out to Bowerly with 3:38 to go in the first half, 28-23. Harmon drives in again, wrap pass looking for Carlin, intercepted though by Kamenda. So let's see. Now it's a 1-2-2 offense by Unitigo against this 2-3 zone defense. There's a steal by Luke Butcher on the back pass, and stolen right back by Kamenda. Oh my goodness. Nothing's taken for granted here, and an offensive foul on Phil Youngs. He knocked Bowerly right over. And there's some vocal stuff going on down below. Well, now, wait a minute. Did they call the offensive foul, or did they call it out of bounds? Well, so much for the offensive foul thought. One official gave the offensive foul sign. The other one said out of bounds. And when all is said and done, it looks like it was simply out of bounds. Or no, now they do put it up. My goodness. This is what happens when you're sky high up in the stands. There's a pass that gets away on Bainbridge Guilford. Harmon trying to hook up with Carlin, and it got lost on the far end line. So 28-23, 2:53 to go. 28 Unitigo, 23 BG. Spartans now will bring the ball up with 2:50 to go in the half. BG staying in that 2-3 zone. Tanner Winchester down low for Bucci, who's back in the ball game. Winchester to Kamenda, going down low, spots an open teammate. Kamenda missed it. Driving in is Palmer, the jump stop, and on the left side, which he is a lefty. He's gotten three layups that way, 28-25, 2:18 to go. Working baseline, the double team up and under by Quinn Barnhart. What a play. Oh, my goodness. Barnhart knows his way around the basket, and how he got by the double team, only he will know. 30-25. We're down to the two-minute mark at the foul line. Harmon back out. Safety valve to Butcher. Back to Harmon. Quickly double team. Trying to keep possession, and I'll tell you, that double team man-to-man is working for Unitigo. They have forced so many turnovers on the Bobcats. And now Bowerly's going to catch a breather along with Carlin. Gronowski back in the ballgame along with Tyler Johnson, number 20. So minute 38 to go. Unitigo keeping on the baseline. The drive up by Winchester. This one goes off the rim. It'll be BG's ball. So for Bainbridge Guilford, it's Nick Gronowski, Corbin Palmer, Luke Butcher, Brooks Harmon, and Tyler Johnson. Now the Spartans show some zone defense, but a little different zone because they harass the ball handler everywhere he is. Right now, Shane Bucci's the runner in that regard, and there will be a foul called. Shot that went in is taken away. And that'll be called on Bucci, the 5'9 junior, his first foul. BG in the double bonus. Lucas Butcher, who had 21 points last week for a career high against Apton, now has his first point. As the free throws have been a lot more infrequent for BG in this quarter. But they are 3-for-3 as a team shooting them. 30-27, a buck 12 left in the first half. Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Talk about last night's action. And I think we'll try to get the all-state football, or the all-section four football players in. There's Quinn Barnhart again. Barnhart with a little double pump going. And the foul will be on Tyler Johnson, his first. A lot of three-point plays the old-fashioned way tonight. Barnhart missed his last chance for the three-point play, and he's short on this one, but it'll be BG's ball. So Quinn Barnhart, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 for 4 from the line, but he's got 13 to lead the Spartans. Gronowski to Butcher. Oh, dangerous pass, and it's picked off, sure enough, by Komenda. The layup off the left side is good. Can't take those passes for granted. 7-point lead. Butcher down low for Gronowski. Off the glass. It's good, and he's fouled. Big play by number 12, the redhead, senior Nick Gronowski. I don't remember when I've seen so many three-point plays, or at least attempt of three-point plays. This foul will go on Quinn Barnhart. So now he's got two. And with 36.8 seconds to go, a short timeout asked for by the coach of one of the two teams. They didn't point. 34-29 at the score. Unitigo, late second half action, live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, this certainly is the place to be in Bainbridge, because the BG school is, the stands pretty crowded tonight. After the last couple of nights, the Unitigo boys hosting Oxford the other night, you would have thought most people didn't know it was a home game. The stands were more than half empty. Tonight, they are about 80% full. JV game, by the way, won by Unitigo 52-42. They also had a good game between the two schools. All right, so coming out of this, Nick Gronowski going for a three-point play. The foul is on Quinn Barnhart. They'll make the substitution. Barnhart will sit the rest of the half, obviously. Beck comes back in, number 32. Like Tyler Butler's gone back into the ballgame. And the shot will go in. 34-30. Bucci goes to Butler. Cross-court pass. Shot from the left baseline. Missed by Beck. Long rebound comes out to Komenda. So now Unitigo can nurse this clock a little bit. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock turned off. Spartans going to work this against now a 3-2 zone. 8 seconds to go. They kick it out to Winchester for a three, and it's off the back of the rim. Chased down out by Butler. 1 second to go. Shot is good! Tyler Butler beats the buzzer with a two-pointer just inside that three-point line. He chased down the miss and righted his shot and hit nothing but net. What a way to finish the half. Tyler Butler, who was in early foul trouble, came back, scores the buzzer beater, and his team now leads 36-30. Unitigo over Bainbridge Guilford coming up. The Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll talk about Section 4 football all-stars and whatever else we can fit in. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball at its best on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Bainbridge Guilford, where it might be cold and snowy and nasty outside, but boy, is that hot and crazy, crazy fun inside. We are at halftime with the score at Bainbridge Guilford. The Bobcats trailing the Unitingo Spartans 36-30. Halftime means the halftime report brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Been doing that for 85 years. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. We're streaming live on WCDOsports.com. You can also get there, WCDORadio.com, Sports On Demand. We archive all games, and we also, of course, do the old-school radio that's absolutely free to you, and, you know, it's also free on streaming audio. So let's recap the first half. Here we go. There's a lot to talk about. 36-30 is usually, well, sometimes it's the end of the game score for some of these teams this year that just have trouble with offense. Today's game, you got a little bit of everything, and a lot of players are participating in both offense and defense. It's not just one guy on either side being the only one. Case in point, Unitigo, their go-to guy in the second quarter, Quinn Barnhart, scored 9 of his 13 points in the second quarter. They were very necessary, as the other guys had some foul trouble. So he's got 13. Phil Youngs held to 2 free throws. Tyler Butler with foul trouble, he had the buzzer beater and has been held to 4 points. Tanner Winchester has had a little bit of consistency going, or at least he had 6 in the first quarter, had another one in the second quarter. He's got 8, played some good defense. John Wingate has been a pleasant surprise off the bench for the Spartans. He's hit a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. And Kellen Komenda, averaging in double figures, but he has been held to 2 baskets for 4. But when you get the 4s and the 5s and you add them up over 5 players, you get 36 points. And they are 3 for 6 from the foul line, and they have the game's only 3-pointer, and that's off the hands of number 12, John Wingate. For the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, they've got 3 players with 8 points apiece, and those 3 that have led this team for the last 3 years, along with Ryan Porter, of course, who's now at Potsdam, but Brooks Harmon, Austin Bowerly, and Corbin Palmer, all with 4 points. Palmer, most of his coming on drives to the basket. Harmon has done some harm inside. He's got 2 3-point plays, the old-fashioned way. Bowerly got off to a slow start, but hit 4 free throws in a row. He's got 8 points. Nick Gronowski hit a late 3-point play the old-fashioned way, so he's got 3. Michael Carlin has a free throw and 2 tries for 1. and Lucas Butcher has been held to just two free throws. And of those 30 points, 12 for 13 from the foul line for Bainbridge Guilford. And let's face it, if they're hitting 50%, they are double-figure deficit right now. But they're down by 6, 36-30. Last week, I tried during one halftime to give the Section 4 football All-Stars. Never got out of the gate. Had the paper there, just never could do it. Didn't have the time with all the other stuff we were talking about. Now we've got the time. For this year's Section 4 football All-Stars, boy, their local teams did so very well. I got to see a lot of football games, mostly the Sydney games, but there's some really good football out there, and to see Sydney go down with that injury to Damian Zimmer in the Shenango Forks game, that was a big blow to them. They still almost won that game, losing by 1 point. And he's actually back playing basketball, will be cleared, and will be able to play by the Cooperstown tournament. In the early October game that he went down on, he said, "Mr. Davey, I'll be back by Christmas." And I thought, with a broken femur, there's no way. Well, he's been cleared, he's actually practicing, and he will be back by the Cooperstown tournament. Incredible story there. He obviously made the Division 5 ball team. Let's see, Sydney's first teamers are Brandon Walters, senior, Nate McDonald, senior, Colin Brandle, senior, Austin Dean, sophomore, Billy Kozak, junior, and Brian Gray, junior. Honorable mention, Pat Vibbard and Mike Chase, both juniors. So I guess Zimmer didn't make it, I guess because he missed the last three games. I'd put him in there, no doubt about it. For Bainbridge Guilford, their Division 7 All-Stars were Jake Mazzarella, a senior, Austin Bowerly, a senior, Corbin Palmer, a senior, Tyler Weeman, a senior, Tim Waltz, who's also on this team, a senior. Honorable mention was Bobby Holden, a senior, and the guard tonight, Lucas Butcher, a junior. For Unitigo, who of course has moved down to Division 7, they had Tyler Butler as a senior, David Van Alstyne as a senior, Derek Liner, a senior, Kevin Thayer, a senior, Alex Wally, a senior, Mac Talbot, a senior, John Wingate, a senior, honorable mention, Fred Sullivan, a senior, and Quinn Barnhart, a senior. For, let's see, Unadilla Valley, Cody Homan, a senior, Kurt Haycook, a senior, Justin Hofer, a senior, who's also an outstanding basketball player, Alex Avolio and Richie Conklin, sophomores, made honorable mention. So that's it for local. And we congratulate one and all on a super football season. There were a lot of good performances this fall in all kinds of sports. Just love to have it. We're about 2 minutes away from starting the second half. Will it be as exciting as the first half? Well, we look forward to finding out the answer to that, don't we? 36-30, Unitigo has led most of the game, but BG has kept it close. They've trailed by as many as 11. They now trail by 6 heading into the second half. More live Tri-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader coming up, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
as perfectly timed as can possibly be. Right back to the action. Unitico going to my left, BG to my right in front of their home fans for the second half offense. BG starts out on defense. Quinn Barnhart starts off right like he ended in the first half with another inside basket. He's got 15 points and up the lead goes 8. Both teams now entrenched in zone defenses. Corbin Palmer, Brooks Harmon. Oh, lazy pass. It's picked off by Komenda. By Butler, and the drop off to Komenda. I'm telling you, 10 and 20 from this high up look exactly the same. Arg. 6 points and a full timeout called for by Greg Warren, and it's 40-30. We'll stay right here because it's so soon after our halftime break. We've got a tentative schedule game, and that's what happens when you have a tournament. Next week, the very, very long-running, since the 70s, Kozelski girls basketball tournament will be held here, and the finals will be held at this time next Friday night. Now, normally there have been at least two local teams, so there's always one local team guaranteed to be in the finals. This year, Bainbridge-Guilford has to win the first game against Windsor for us to do the finals, because they played in the first round against Windsor, and then the other game is Marathon and Whitney Point. So if BG wins the first game, we'll do the finals on Friday night. Plain and simple. Harpersville's got a tournament, too, with several local teams, but their final will be in the afternoon, and yours truly simply has to work. So we got a bunch of streaming audio listeners going on right now, which we really, really appreciate. Take 10 seconds and let us know where you're listening from, if you would please. We did get one from Jacksonville, Florida, and we hope that we can do more check-ins like that. All right, so Powerly, Palmer, Butcher, Harmon, and Carlin gets the start in the second half. Bounce pass to Bowerly. Drives in hard off the glass. No good. Rebound. And up the floor quickly from Butler to Komenda. Or no, to Winchester. No, it was Komenda. I'm going to sue this school for not having uniforms I can read. Inside, Bowerly couldn't get it to go. Now he does get it to go, thanks to a pass from Mike Carlin, who got the rebound and just literally handed it to Bowerly. He's got 10 points, the first BG player in double figures. And now it's 42-32. The largest lead was just moments ago. Barnhart, the fake, the shovel pass to Butler. Got hit on the bottom of the rim with a shot. It wasn't a block shot. Here comes Palmer off the glass, left side. And Corbin Palmer has not been stopped when he's attempted the shot from that left layup area. Explosive move to the basket. Has not been stopped, but BG trails by 8. Barnhart tries a baseline pass. It's knocked away by Harmon, out of bounds. So Unitico looking at a different way to attack this zone. They're not trying three-point shots at all, although they do have one. And now they're going for another one with Butler, and he does make it. Butler proving me wrong with that three-point shot. Strong shot inside by Harmon. Misses. Mike Carlin, the junior, gets his first bucket as he has a putback, giving him 3 points, 45-36. Unitico by 9, but what they're doing is they're going to the mid-post for Quinn Barnhart, and then he decides where it's going to go from there. Winchester gets a loose ball, puts up a baseline shot that misses. Carlin rebounds defensively this time for the Bobcats in their white and blue. 5:25 to go. Butcher guarded by Phil Youngs. They're double-teaming the ball wherever possible. Look, Butcher, bounce pass to Harmon. The turnaround, the late footer is good. Brooks Harmon now gets in double figures. So Palmer, Bowerly, and Harmon all with 10 points. Short timeout asked for by Coach Jim Knight. 45-38 in favor of Unitico. Another run by BG to keep it close. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
There's a 15-foot jump shot by Tyler Butler off the feed from Quinn Barnhart. That's the way they're approaching it, and Butler now with 9 points. He has not shot that many times, but he's got 9 points to show for it. Bowerly to Butcher, inside to Carlin to fake the shot. Missed it. Ball kept alive, but it's in the hands of Kellen Commando. Hands right off to Phil Youngs at the Bobcat. Winchester on the left wing. BG stayed in that 2-3 zone. Now they go to Barnhart. They converge on him. He's triple-teamed. Steal by Palmer. It's a 3-on-2. Palmer, too hard on the left side. Butcher with a tap-in. Luke Butcher with his first basket. 47-40. Spartans by 7 with 4:13 to go. No fouls called in this half yet. Nice pass underneath. The ball just trickles off the rim. And a nice pass from Barnhart. Now there's Winchester trying to lay it in. A little bit too much finesse. It hits one side of the rim, then the other, and goes off. Palmer into the corner for Harmon. His first three-point attempt is good! And it's 47-43. While Unitico knew that Harmon's best shot is that three-pointer, he finally got a chance to shoot it without anybody in his face and made it. Here comes Barnhart against the double team, just off the rim. Battle for the ball. Butler lost control. It's now Butcher. Butcher coming in the right side, off the glass. Good, and he's fouled. And the Spartan fans, the Bobcat fans are on their feet. And you talk about retaliation. Here's the deal. Tyler Butler had gotten a rebound, got it knocked away from behind. Well, he chased the loose ball. Butcher came down through. Misses on the three-point follow-up. But he's got 6 points. It's only the second miss from the free throw line for BG. But Butler's the one who got the foul. Winchester thought about a three. Goes into Commenda for the two. Gets the deuce right there. And Commenda with a quiet 10, I guess I would say. Butcher, cross court to Harmon. They gave him a little space. And there's collision. Palmer gets knocked down by Phil Youngs, who just a skosh too late with those lightning quick reflexes almost had the clean steal and a breakaway layup. Well, now four fouls on Phil Young. And that changes things drastically for Unitego. They'll bring John Wingate in, who's had a good game with 5 points. Not known as a scorer. They go down low and off the hands of Carlin, but he gets it back. Bounce pass into Bowerly. The follow-up by Carlin. Bowerly goes for it again. He goes up a second time, and it's through the hoop. It's 49-47. Relentless pursuit on the offensive board by the Bobcats, and now the Spartans go to Winchester on the left wing. Again, Commenda. This time he passes to Barnhart. The turnaround off the glass, no good. Follow-up put up, and... I didn't see where the ball went. I saw Commenda tumble. Foul's going to be on Carlin. Did anybody see if the ball went through? I guess it didn't, but Kellen Commenda got caught with no defense, falling back. He couldn't catch himself. So he sort of did a back shoulder roll, if there is such a thing. And now he's a tough cookie, man. There's no doubt. He banged knees with Kevin Davis the other night of Oxford and limped a little bit, and then he was fine the rest of the way. So the clock stops with 2:20. The foul will be called on Michael Carlin, his first. That's the team's first of the second half. And because a couple of guys were on the floor, that means towels and wiping up the sweat. So Quinn Barnhart wipes up some with a green towel, and Coach Dale Palmer, JV Coach Dale Palmer and Corbin's dad, does something with a dark pink towel on the BG side. That's cooperation. All right, two shots for Komenda. The shot is short. Three for seven free throw shooting for the Spartans. And there's no doubt free throws have kept BG alive in this game, 49-47. They trail. And the same score as Komenda misses both. Palmer and Butler tied up, literally a pair of quarterbacks tied up on that jump ball or possession. Sorry, they don't jump it. 49-47 goes to BG. Butcher going across the court to Harmon. Almost picked off. Harmon shovel to Bowerly. Nice pickoff by Quinn Barnhart. Down the lane comes, well, Wingate pulls it back out again. Winchester drives in, got the ball stripped away. They say he touched it last. So they didn't run a play on that one. Now BG, for the first time in a long time, a chance to tie or maybe take the lead. Harmon, bounce pass down low to Butcher, hands it off to Carlin. Short on the shot, he goes for his own rebound, and somebody came in from behind, and that, they call it on 11, and that would be Michael Carlin, who gets his second foul. Butcher now playing the rover on defense. He'll double-team the ball handler. Barnhart, call me, passes to Butler for three, and Tyler Butler with his second three-pointer of this quarter, giving him 12 points, 52-47. High post pass to Bowerly, coming in just a little bit late with Quinn Barnhart, and they'll call him for his third foul. 9 shooting. It's 3 fouls to 2 in team fouls. Nice drive by Carlin. Oh, off the glass, no good. And Bowerly helps out. He passed in to Carlin, who misses the layup. Bowerly followed it up. And now Austin Bowerly with 14. Wingate passing, or Wingate's got it on the left wing to Winchester. Driving in is Butler. Throws it up off the rim. Well, it won't count anyway. It's traveling. 57 seconds on the third quarter clock, 52-49. Yeah, it's a barn burner, all right. Palmer gives up his dribble way out at the Bobcat to Butcher. One bounce coming around is Harmon. The wind around, a shot missed. Carlin, Johnny on the spot to get the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. Touch last, though, by the Spartans. Winchester. Bowerly will inbound, calls the play. It's Harmon for three, left side. It's good, and he's fouled. Well, no, not fouled, just a three-pointer. I heard a whistle. I swear I heard a whistle. 52-52, our third tie of the ballgame. Nice pass underneath by Barnhart. Missed by Komenda. Controlled by Harmon. Now to Palmer, and they were going to double-team him. He is not going to be able to drive in. And Palmer got double-teamed. Let's see what they're... Oh, they call a timeout. We're going to stay right here because there's only 11.3 seconds to go. Crowd is into this game. I am into this game. The players and the officials are definitely, and the coaches, into this game. 52-52 tie. So the Spartans have had both their largest lead of the game in this quarter by going up by 12. And now they are tied for the first time since 4-4 very early in the ballgame. Bobcats have not given up. Spartans in some deep foul trouble. But they continue to get answers from guys like Kellen Komenda, who's got 6 points in this quarter, and Tyler Butler, who's got a pair of threes and 8 points total in this quarter. Meanwhile, BG is by and large going with their dependable seniors. Palmer with 10 points, Bowerly with 14, and Brooks Harmon with 16, including 2 3-pointers in 2 tries. Pass looking for Harmon. Knocked by Wingate and then picked off by Tyler Butler. And that's going to be a foul on Carlin, who now suddenly has 3 fouls. Down to the 10-second mark. Wingate, 7 seconds. Driving Komenda, the runner off the glass is good. Komenda with a dozen points. They won't get a shot off. And so the Spartans do not give up the lead. In fact, they get back the lead at 54-52 after three quarters of play. What's the fourth quarter going to be like? Can't wait to find out. Listen with us here on FM 101, AM 1490, your local sports leader, WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Once again, timed perfectly, Joe Gardner. Thank you. It's BG Unitigo, Spartans by two with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Quinn Barnhart at the high post this time to Winchester. They converge on him. Young's back in the game. Goes to the right side for Butler, and he's feeling it now. No doubt about it. 14 points. And there's Palmer laying it up acrobatically. Misses it, though. Thought he got fouled. So do the BG fans. Meanwhile, it's a 4-on-2. Winchester left. Baseline is good. Tanner Winchester has not made a shot since the early second quarter. He's now got 10. Four more BG, or Unitigo Spartans in double figures. It's a typical Unitigo game that way. Backdoor pass to Carlin. Missed it. Oh, BG starting to miss the shots that they made in that third quarter when they caught all the way up. Here comes Butler on a drive. Gets it up over the defense. Butler with 16. Palmer is going to go for three. Just in and out. Rebound, Quinn Barnhart. Nobody's ripping it away from him. Youngs to Winchester, driving left side, off the glass, and he's got it and fouled. Oh, my goodness. Somebody opened up a can of instant offense on the Unitigo side between the quarters because the Spartans have just let it rip with 10 unanswered points. That'll be the fourth foul on Austin Bowerly. I had him down for three, but apparently it's four. And Winchester will convert the three-point play. He's got 15. So Butler comes out for a rest. Wingate back in. Komenda, Barnhart, and Winchester. Lucas Butcher. One dribble and done. Now bounce pass to Bowerly, and a pass back from Gronowski to Bowerly is good. Nice play between the two of them. It developed very slowly, though. 63-54. So once again, Spartans went back up by 12. Barnhart turns around, sees he's got some room. It just won't go down. Bowerly with a rebound. Quick outlet to Palmer. He's got a nice hesitation move. Goes off the glass left side. Again, it's good. Seems like to be a broken CD, doesn't it? Can't have a broken record anymore. Palmer with 12 points, 10 of them coming on drives for the left side. Give and go, Barnhart down to Winchester, off the rim, no good, and the rebound to Palmer. 63-56, the game of streaks continues. Bowerly to Palmer. Palmer driving left side, and he's too far out to attempt a real shot, but he's fouled by Komenda, and that's only one on Kellen, the 5'10 junior. And four team fouls both sides, so they're not going to shoot one-on-one for a while. Long pass to Butcher to Harmon. They swing it around. It's Barley for three, and he's got it! Austin Barley with 19 points. We've got some offense in the house. 63-59, and there's still 5.5 to go in this game. Spartans just led by 12. The lead's down to 4. Barnhart to the corner for Winchester. Nice drive on the left side. Winchester puts it up with a right hand. He's got a team-high 17. 5:19 to go. Now the Bobcats offensive set. Gronowski to Bowerly. Butcher back out to the top of the key for Palmer. Palmer feeds Harmon left side. Goes baseline up, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's blocked, and it's out. BG fans want a foul. They're not going to get it. Bowerly to inbound. Diagonal pass to Harmon. Harmon hands it off to Palmer. 5 minutes to go now in counting. 65-59. Unitigo by 6. Butcher down low for Bowerly. Barnhart gets a little hand to tap it away. Turn back over to Unitigo. And the boys in green come up the floor with Wingate, Barnhart, Youngs. A nice spin move by Quinn Barnhart. No, off the rim it goes. Rebound, Bowerly. Palmer up ahead. He's double-teamed in the corner. He's got a wide-open Lucas Butcher, but it misses. He gets a rebound. No, but it's loose. It's Barnhart pulls it away. Up the floor he comes. And a timeout asked for by Jim Knight. Oh, a big chance by the Bobcats. Go away. Bobcats down by 6. Unitigo 65, BG 59, 4:26 to go. We got a full timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Barber Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Oh, Unitigo's guys are talking to the referee now. I don't know what's going on there. But Phil Youngs is politicking, perhaps. I don't know. Big smile on his face. Spartans will have the ball in a 6-point lead. 4:25 to go. Wingate, Barnhart, Youngs, Butler, and Commenda in the game right now. Nearly a steal. Oh, Lucas Butcher went a little bit too far trying for that steal. The entry pass came into Barnhart. Butcher got a hand on it, tried to follow through with it, and then ran right into Phil Youngs, and that's going to be a foul. And that's his second foul. Five team fouls on BG. Right wing is Butler. Right there for Barnhart. Underneath, wide open, but missing the shot is Commenda. Here comes Harmon, bounce pass to Butcher. Uncontrolled shot off the glass, and it's turned back over to Unitigo. Again, BG misses the chance to cut it to 4. Phil Youngs brings the ball up the floor. Veteran point guard. Still the 2-3 zone defense. Austin Barley has 4 fouls, the only one in foul trouble on the court for BG. Spartans have a lot of guys with 3 or 4. Youngs beats Barnhart. They give him room. Nice spin move. Back out to Wingate. Quickly to Youngs for 3. No, way off. Rebound. Gronowski, and he's fouled. It looked like a possession arrow at first glance. And Commenda is certainly surprised to find out he gets called for the foul. So 3:38 to go. Bobcats offense has stalled. They were down 12, brought it back to 4. They trail by 6, but have the ball. Butcher, bounce pass to Gronowski. Lost the pass into Bowerly. Backing in off the glass, no good. Rebound by Butler. Up ahead to Commenda, driving hard on the right side. Guys are falling over. The ball missed, but Barnhart right there, calm and collected to get the rebound put back. 67-59. High post to Gronowski. From behind, hit by Butler. Ball is free. Young's the left-handed layup. No, it's off the mark. Rebound, Komenda missed it. Rebound this time, Gronowski. Quick outlet to Palmer. Boy, did BG dodge one that time. And a timeout asked for by Greg Warren. 2:53 left in this one. 67-59. Unitigo by 8. But the Bobcats have the ball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're here to see that you get the best loan at the right price for your budget. If you want a new car for your family or a newer truck for your business, come see us today. And let's see if we can arrange a loan that fits your lifestyle and your wallet. There are a lot of reasons to buy a car or truck, but at our credit union, we're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back, 2:53 to play, and don't forget our streaming audio continues throughout each and every broadcast of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, and each game is archived. This one, I think, is going to be downloaded by a bunch of people. I know a lot of football games were this year. This basketball game is going to be a keepsake for many, many, many a parent and player. 2:53 to go. BG trailing by 8. They go around with the old-fashioned out-of-bounds play to Corbin Palmer. He can't shoot it. They go into Bowerly, too strong off the backboard. And there's going to be a foul, and let's see. The foul is on Mike Carlin, and if that's his, that'll be his fifth, I believe. Or maybe fourth. No, it's his fourth. All right, so that's the last foul for BG before Unitigo can shoot the bonus. Unitigo's got 5 fouls. Their foul trouble has subsided quite a bit. BG was in the bonus midway through the first quarter. So definitely has subsided. Barnhart to Youngs. Butler with a 3-point shot missed over the rim over the backboard it goes. Now I don't think it hit anything, but nonetheless it's BG's ball. 2:34 to go. They trail by 8, 67-59. Spartans on a press, and they've got a release with Butcher going on. The layup is good. Nice pass by Palmer. Oh, how did he see that? 67-61, Youngs over half court. 2:19 to go. Unitigo. The best thing right now is not to preserve the clock and preserve the lead. It's to go to the bucket. And Quinn Barnhart's just the guy to do it, but he misses. Long pass to Palmer. He tried to tap it to Butcher. Phil Youngs too quick back there. Goes to Winchester and back to Barnhart, and with 2 full timeouts remaining, Jim Knight decides to take one with 1:59 to play. 67-61, Unitigo by 6 and the ball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Clock stops at 1:59. Both coaches have 1 timeout left. We'll have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award at the conclusion of this game. There have been a lot of shining moments for both teams on offense and defense. It's been a great run and our best game of the season by far. Unitigo will go. Phil Young's driving in, bounce pass to Barnhart. A very strange angle, missed the shot. BG with another chance. Palmer seeing if he can drive on the left side. He's on the baseline, kicks it back out to Harmon for three. No, off the back of the rim. Tapped up by Barley. Oh, and two guys falling down. And something's going on. Barley asking for a travel, and I don't know why. They're going to call a push, though. And no travel to be had there. There were two guys going for the ball. One of them, they both fell. They're going to call Comenda for the foul, and I honestly can't interpret that. Jim Knight is saying to the referee, my guy had his hand straight up. Their guy undercut him. Referee will have none of that. So they're checking to see if it's 1-1, but it can't be because that's only the sixth foul. BG will inbound. It goes to Palmer off the feed from Bowerly. Corbin Palmer with 14 points. It's a four-point game. Here comes Phil Youngs up the floor. He's got to go all the way, but he missed the layup. Oh, they missed a ton of layups. And Palmer gets knocked down way on the far side, but Bowerly is pointing to the showing the referee his nose is bleeding. And by rule, they have to stop the clock, and they do with a minute 22 to go. Boy, I remember the days when the coaches couldn't set foot on the court during the game, but both coaches have lived on the court tonight. Jerry Mackey, a player for Whitney Point, now, of course, a longtime famous coach for Oneonta, watched him coach a game, an intense Section 4 playoff game. He never left the court. He was on the court the entire time, and the referees let it go. Used to be the court was where the players were. Now the coaches hang out there, too, sometimes. A minute 22 to go. Looks like Bowerly plugged it up. Goes to Palmer. Almost committed the travel. Palmer going to drive in. Stop at the foul line. Back out to Harmon. Harmon the fake. Nice drive in on Winchester. Off the glass. It's good. Brooks Harmon with a superb move for the senior. 67-65. Spartans' lead now is cut to two. Youngs and Winchester together playing catch. Winchester driving on the left side. He goes in against Bowerly. Missed it. Rebound by Winchester. Can't get it to go, and Bowerly rebounds for BG. Kick on the wraparound pass for Palmer. Unitigo did not let Bowerly get rid of that ball. But Unitigo has missed countless times inside. It remains a two-point game, 45 seconds to go. Palmer now over half court. Needs some help. Calls time. I think the coach has to call time, but that's the last timeout, I believe, allotted to Coach Greg Warren. 39 seconds to go in this game. BG with the ball. They trail 67-65 to their rivals from Unitigo. See how this one plays out live on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey there, Greg Davey here. We've got a bunch of folks on our streaming audio, WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you being with us from all around the country and locally as well. Don't know how the coverage is locally compared to the radio reception. But, boy, I tell you what, the fans are crazy here for both sides. I even see Sydney fans here rooting one way or the other. 67-65 the score. BG trails by two. They've trailed almost the entire game. Their last tie was at 52-all. Here comes Palmer driving up. The ball ricochets off. Somebody got a hand on it somewhere. 31 seconds to go. The next foul is 1-1. And Corbin Palmer had only had one foul before this. So he's able to commit one to get Unitigo at the line, and they have not done well at the line. The exception is the guy at the line right now, Phil Young's 2-for-2, and that was way back in the first quarter. 27.7 seconds to go. 67-65, it's a 1-1, and it's good. Second shot, make it a two-possession game, and it's good. Took a long time to go through. All right, 25 seconds to go. Palmer driving in again with a left-handed layup. It's good, and right away they call timeout. It was the last timeout given, or no, with a referee not even granted. Granted. 20.1 seconds on the clock. The two referees confer. No, it was not a timeout. They just knew that the clock had to stop. So off the press, here comes Komenda, and Palmer just gets the hand to force the stopping of the clock, first of all. And another 1-1. Boy, it's worked out for BG in this situation, because if they had to go to the 10th foul and make it a mandatory two, that would be a different thing. But this 1-1 at least gives them a chance. Now, Phil Young botched that by making two. Here's Komenda making one. And let me tell you, coming into this quarter, Utatigo was 3-for-8. They are now 4-for-4 in this quarter, and now Coach Greg Warren wants a timeout. We're staying here, folks. 18.4 seconds to go. 70-67. So it's just a Brooks Harmon three-pointer away from being tied, hypothetically there. Using Brooks' name because he's made two, but Bowerly's also made one. Palmer's capable of making one. But Komenda can pretty much seal the deal. Well, he can't. No, 18 seconds is not sealing the deal. Not with these two teams the way they're going at it. Because Palmer got down the last time Phil Young's made the two shots. Corbin Palmer was down in less than 3 seconds to score his basket. Corbin Palmer with 16 points. Austin Bowerly with 19. Brooks Harmon with 18. The normal three, the regular three guys leading the way for Bainbridge Guilford. Unitigo has Kellen Komenda with 13, going to try for 14. Tanner Winchester with 17, 9 in this quarter. Tyler Butler with 16, the only one of three guys to score in each quarter. Phil Young, just 4 points, but 4-for-4 from the line. Quinn Barnhart with 17, including 13 in the first half. I'm not even thinking award winners yet. I'm thinking, what's the result of this game? 18.4 seconds to go. Kellen Komenda back at the line to shoot his second on the 1-1. And this one is good. Big, big free throw. Bowerly, the give and go to from Carlin. Whoa, he lost control of the ball. Bounced a baseline shot, missed it. That looked like a violation, and they let it go. And Corbin Palmer takes it upon himself to dive to get a foul. His third foul, or his fourth foul, rather, and he can't do that anymore. Komenda's back at the line, 71-69. Well, Austin Bowerly was given one heck of a break as he dribbled down in haste to get down court. There's a 1-1. Made it. Kellen Komenda. Well, when the Spartans needed free throws, they needed them at the end of the game, and they're getting them at the end of the game. Three-point lead. Here it comes again. Second time for Komenda. Oh, this one misses. Bowerly rebound. 7 seconds to go. Bowerly up the court to Palmer. Palmer's going to try to drive in. Missed the shot. And the ball is on the ground. And the Unitigo Spartans come away with a 72-69 win over the gritty Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. So the Unitigo Spartans remain unbeaten in the MAC. The BG Bobcats now drop their first league game and their first game overall. But boy, what a matchup that was. And you know the old saying, in the tight ones, someone has to win, someone has to lose. That's the case here. And just a hard-fought game and one of the best high school basketball games in the regular season, I'll say, that I have seen in a long, long time. Just everything that's good about a high school basketball game was in this one tonight. So we'll step away for a second. We'll hear from our sponsors and come back with the awards and say Merry Christmas to you one and all. So stick around, 72-69, the final, Unitigo over BG. Lots more to talk about on the postgame show on your local sports leader, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest to you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. I got to catch my breath on this one. And I actually just finished all the numbers, too, because there weren't a lot. Well, there were 5-6 guys scoring for one team and 5 for another, so I had a lot to, this time I had a lot to add up horizontally instead of vertically, but I'm trying to do that there. 14 and 9 is 23. 6, 9, 54. I want to make sure I'm right before I start all this stuff. 2, 4, 5, 5 and 6, 11. Oh, goodness, I might be missing one or two. Okay, let's go to our sponsors. Oh, yeah, this one's going to be buzzing for a while, no question about it, with the fans still talking about it. And they're talking about it as they leave this place. And our postgame sponsors on WCDO are NBT Bank, the Outstanding Offensive Award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and always happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served this community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. And our defensive award sponsor, Dynamic Defense Award, Mang Insurance. Mang Insurance is serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, what can you say? A game this tight with only one lead change and three ties. That's a little strange. It was tied at 2. It was tied at 4, and then it wasn't tied again until 52, and as many times as BG tried to tie it up, they just fell short. And on Unitigo's side, as much as they tried to put the game away with layups, they were unable to do so, with BG getting the ball on the rebound, not giving them a second shot, coming down and usually scoring or at least making something happen on their offensive end. If you're a parent of one of these players, you had to be going through all kinds of inner turmoil, but in a good way. It was good competition, and as I said before, somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. The best part about this for WCDO is, first of all, we had great listenership tonight. We had a lot of people on streaming audio, and as we like to always point out, there is archives. Each game is archived, this one as well. And I have the feeling you can, well, I know you can download this. I have the feeling this one's going to be downloaded by a lot. It really was one of the best high school basketball games I have done in a long time. And I can think of maybe 10 in 20-plus years of doing this, 10 that I really will stick in my mind. This is probably one of those that's going to stick in my mind. Bainbridge Guilford had 8 points from Lucas Butcher tonight. 6 in the second half, including a couple real clutch layups. Mike Carlin had 3 points tonight, but got a lot of rebounds, and really, as somebody who's not known to score a lot or be what they call an impact player in this game, he had his moments where he was an impact player between the rebounds and a couple of assists that he got. Corbin Palmer led the offense tonight, not in points, but just directing the offense. He came up with 16 points, seven field goals, but more importantly, I mean, they didn't stop him on left-hand layups. And late in the game when he needed to get his team back to stop the clock and get points to do it, he did exactly that, driving down the middle. He had 16 points, 2 for 2 from the line. Maybe that's one point that helps, or one factor that helped Unitigo. They did not have Palmer at the line, who was very, very good at that. In fact, BG only shot one free throw in the entire second half after being 12 for 13 in the entire first half. Talk about your Jekyll and Hyde. So they were 12 for 14 overall from the foul line. Let's see. Next is Austin Bowerly, who had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 two-point field goals. He had one three-pointer and was a perfect 4 for 4 from the line. That's 21 points. Brooks Harmon, who had 2 three-point plays the old-fashioned way. He also had 2 three-pointers the new-fashioned way by hitting a couple of bombs in the third quarter. After BG was down by 12, brought it back to that 52 all tie. That's where he came in. That last one, I think, tied the game up. But he was 2 for 2 from the line, 5 field goals, 2 three-pointers, 18 points in all. So let's add this up again. 3 and 7 is 10, our 10. One more is 11, and 12 is 23. I think I'm 2 points short somewhere. 23 times 2 is 46. 3 points, 3 three-pointers for 9 makes it 55. So they should have 14 free throws, and they don't. They have 12. So I missed 2 points somewhere. My apologies on that. 69 points for Bainbridge Guilford. For Unitigo, well, they commonly have 4 or more guys in double figures. They had 4 in double figures tonight. Co-leaders were Tanner Winchester, who scored 6 in the first and 9 in the fourth, had a basket in the second in between that, 17 for him. Quinn Barnhart also had a very streaky game. He had 9 points in the second quarter, 8 points the other three quarters combined, finishing with 17 points. He was 1 for 4 from the line. Phil Youngs directed the offense. He didn't take many shots, but he was 4 for 4 from the line, including that 1-1 late in the game that helped. Tyler Butler, also very streaky in terms of his offensive production, but he had 2 three-pointers in the third quarter when the Spartans were pulling away. He had 12 of his 16 after halftime. And John Wingate helped early on with a 3 and a 2, so he finished with 5. This one I know adds up correctly. And Kellen Komenda with 15 points. He also big in the second half. He had 8 points in the third quarter, and he was 3 for 4 in the fourth quarter from the line. And all three of those helping to get Unitigo that winning margin of 3 points. So, 27 two-pointers for the Spartans, 3 three-pointers, 9 for 15 from the line, and 72 points. Now, the hardest part here is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys in double figures. Now you start splitting hairs. And if I got to really, really split hairs, I think I did this the other night, too. I picked the same guy. I can't help it. I got to go with Tanner Winchester. He did it again. He gets 2 in a row this week. 17 points, but he had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points in that fourth quarter when they needed the points most. He came through. Definite honorable mention to Komenda and Butler and Barnhart and Palmer and Bowerly and Harmon. The next award would be the Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance. And that one is, see, I could do the same thing I did the other night. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I think we're going to go with Kellen Komenda on this one. Komenda did not come out of the game very much, but he kept the defense. I mean, Palmer got his points driving to the basket, but nobody else really made shots from the outside except when Harmon was left open. But Kellen Komenda, solid defensive effort throughout the game. He also was one of those guys that would come in from behind and knock the ball away on an entry pass, that kind of thing. I think Kellen did a nice job, and boy, that kid's just rock solid. He gets banged around a lot in there and comes up, he just won't go down, let's put it that way. So 72-69, the final score, definitely a high school classic in the annals of the great rivalry between Unitigo and Bainbridge Guilford. So we thank you very much for listening in both on the radio and online on WCDOsports.com. Second reminder that this game is archived and will be probably available somewhere around 15 to 20 minutes after I am signing off the air. So if you want to download that, you certainly can do that. It is absolutely free, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union and the streaming audio that they provide for us. So that's our last game before Christmas. It's my opportunity and my pleasure to say thank you for listening in 2012. We might be back right here a week from tonight with the finals of the Kozelski tournament if the BG girls make it. If not, we will probably not be on the air at all. But I do want to wish you all a happy holiday. If you're traveling, please travel safe. A Merry Christmas, and possibly, if I don't talk to you next Friday, a Happy New Year. My thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and everybody here at BG, always making me feel welcome. Thank you for the heating elements up here that were turned off. Doesn't matter because it's still about 85 degrees up here. It is warm at the top, and that's what happens when you fill the stands. So final score, once again, Bainbridge Guilford losing their first game of the year. They go to 5-1. Unitigo goes up to 5-2 with a 72-69 win over their rivals, the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. For everybody from WCDO, again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Good night.